Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Adam, driving home from Richmond, just passed a sign. Cats have 9 lives. You are not a cat. Buckle up. Thanks, guys.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Hey, Max Zapata, did we get Sonny and his James Woods reads on his tweets?
I'll find out. Yeah, he came in after the show. Yep.
But check into that. I don't know why I'm delighted to hear him read James Woods.
Let me see if I get one more.
Let's see if you get one more. I think he did a round of them last night. This half of the show brought to you by Castrol Edge, Titanium Strong for maximum engine performance. ZipRecruiter, ziprecruiter.com/M. TrueCar. Go to TrueCar.com and download that app. And Geico at Geico.com. Larry Miller, everybody. We love Larry Miller.
Hey, man.
Hypothetical road trip, the game where there are no losers.
You know what? That, frankly, is a relief to me because very few games have that underpinning.
Sure.
That thing they rest on. Mm-hmm. You know what? There are no losers in this game.
No.
Now, I've had a tough time.
Well, up and down record, sometimes. I would say, yeah.
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 You know, I haven't ever been right, but I don't care.
No.
Doesn't bother me.
I was watching Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns,
that's right.
And Dave Damashek pointed this out to me, but episode one, when the coach was explaining how he rolls, and it was his way or the highway, and how his techniques, and, you know, this is his own personal error. He pointed out that he's 1 in 32.
35
or 32 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
1 in 31.
I like the confidence.
So I do like the positivity of it, but perhaps
stick
we should
to your guns.
Maybe we should veer a little bit off.
You can alter your
trajectory you're on. Like, I would say that even if you were 16 and 16 over the last, let's just say you were 10 and 22 over the last two seasons.
Time to reevaluate.
Even then, I would say there's a small margin for some tweaking.
That's right, some introspection.
But 1 in 31 does not scream, stay the course, or here's, you know, kneel down at the hem of my garment, my children, and let me impart some wisdom to you about football.
Yeah. Boy, you know what? How low must that one feel? If he's one in 31, the team beat a team.
I'm that way. I feel that same way whenever they do the inspirational story about the triple amputee who's playing nose tackle in this high school team. It's like, what about the center that just got whooped by that guy and he just ground the quarterback into the turf? Doesn't that guy feel bad? And that guy has two choices. He has two choices. He can be whooped by the triple amputee, or he can drive the triple amputee into the ground and lay on him.
You cannot do that.
They never think about who's playing against the guy who's wrestling who just has a torso. You know what I mean? Like, who's the other guy who has to either whip the guy with no lower half or get beat by the guy with no lower half?
Well, you could go farther. You could do that. He could trap him into the ground.
Anything's possible.
He could take off the other limb, but he'll hear about that on every talk show he does for 1,000 years.
Yeah, he'll be a pariah.
Many years ago, you know what's one of the greatest? We forgot about all this. Max Patti, you got to look for celebrity boxing, Joey Buttafuoco in China, because they said to me a million years ago, you box, right? I said, yeah. I said, you want to do celebrity boxing? And I was like, maybe. Who am I boxing? China. And I'm like, the wrestler lady? Yeah. No, I don't want to box a lady. Oh, she's 190 pounds of muscle. You know, I said, look. They're
bad optics.
They're two choices, really.
290 pounds of muscle. I'm not doing it.
They're two choices. I either knock out the lady bad, or I get knocked out by the lady bad.
Real bad.
So this is a no-win situation, much like the guy who has to block the triple amputee nose tackle. Either that guy sacks a quarterback, or you drive him into the ground and lay on top of him and bring tears. Right.
In your quieter moments, which one were you more worried about?
Well, it's a weird thing because they're like, she's 180 pounds. And I'm like, but I'm 200 pounds. Like, they're doing a math that doesn't really work. Yeah. Anyway, I used to box. I was like, I would beat her up, but I didn't want to do that. So Joey Buttafuoco said,
He took the bait.
I'll answer the... because he's got no problem putting his hands on women. And Joey Buttafuoco was not only boxing her, but he was like hitting her behind the neck with bolo punches and like throwing her on the ground and everything. And I thought it couldn't get worse for Joey. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You should get together with Gio and try and compile a list sometime of people who have taken the job that you've passed on or not. You know what I mean? Like the second choice. It's always interesting to me, the Joey Buttafuoco for this, or when we're about to do Entourage, not Entourage. Was it Entourage?
Yeah.
With Artie Lang? I always find that fascinating.
Yeah. Who did the job instead of you? Yeah. Right. If you have any footage of Joey Buttafuoco like smacking her in the back of the head and giving her bolo punches and haymakers and stuff, he didn't think twice about hitting a lady.
Stops.
China passed away, right?
I believe
her clitoris exploded. And, well, I'm not a doctor, but as I recall.
I think it was her
testicles. Layman's terms, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Larry Miller in studio. Hypothetical road trip. The movie.
The Browns beat the Chargers in week 16 of 2 years
the
ago.
Oh, Gary, I love that. The Larry Miller Show, available on Apple Podcasts and Larry's website as well. We're now going to watch Joey Buttafuoco fight.
Oh, they had to identify who was who in the
woman.
Shorts?
Yeah. Joey's got his hair off.
Oh, my God.
Now, Joey's doing dirty boxing, which I love, too. He has 40 pounds on her. And he's mashing her.
And he stands like a cartoon old-timey boxer.
But he did no...
She landed the first punch.
She did land a good solid cross. I will give her that. But Joey threw her down.
Oh, my God.
He's kind of bull-rushing her and manhandling her. No pun intended.
Now everyone's booing. All right, so I don't know.
You should have done the play-by-play.
I should have done the play-by-play.
That would have been a...
He's holding her and throwing uppercuts while he holds her head. He just punched her in the back of the head.
They're legal.
Oh, man. Heloise over here.
You know what?
Sir Walter Raleigh of the ring.
The sad thing for him, to me, has always been the name. I don't think... He could be anything else in life with a name like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be, you know, have you heard that Joey Buttafuoco, the new poet?
It's the exact
poet laureate.
It's the exact opposite of Crystal Gayle. She had to be a great country singer. And then Joey Buttafuoco. Now, was I exaggerating when I was saying he threw her to the ground?
Not at all.
He was punching her behind the head, hitting her after the bell.
Held her shirt and kept hitting her?
Yes.
What a dick.
All right. They'll both be missed.
Yeah.
Larry,
Adam,
would you like to play the hypothetical road trip game?
Yes, and you know what though? I would like to win it.
All right. Well,
why not?
You know what?
Confidence.
I like your attitude. You're much like the coach from the resurging Browns.
That's Hugh Jackson.
At 1-31, but feeling good.
It's the Hypothetical Road Trip Game. The game where there are no wrong answers.
We're driving to Florida!
All right, and I don't even know these answers in advance. They're provided to me after I ask the question. All right, this is the hypothetical road trip. You leave the Santa Monica Pier, and you drive straight on through to Epcot Center in Florida. All right, here's your passenger. The hot enough for you guy, or the are we having fun yet guy?
Oh, because keep in mind, you're going to go through some hot places.
That's this is a surprisingly tough one because those are two such stupid choices.
Yeah.
They're horrifying.
Well, that's part of the challenge of the game.
But they're really horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't, you know, hot enough for you is normally a death offense. You got to anyone who says that without deeply kidding should be just thrown off a cliff.
Right.
But the other one, then...
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah. The answer is always no.
Right.
Because you're still
you're
alive.
Here. Yeah, you're here.
But...
Air came out of your lungs.
Yeah. That's
and that
right.
means no.
No, that is still no good. But I would have to say that I would always drive with cross country with the are we having fun yet guy.
Wow.
Because I hate him so much that at least it could give me something to do to say, if you say that one more time, I'm kicking you right over the rail here at the Grand Canyon.
I'm sorry, Larry.
What kind of a buzz is that?
For you.
What do you mean, what?
I was
what?
Really hoping you'd go another direction with that. Well, you're going to Epcot Center. You're going to Disneyland.
So
you know
we'll
what I mean?
Be having fun.
So you will be having fun. And so that kind of puts it into a context. Anyway, let's just move forward.
It's okay.
Hey, there's still. Hey, what? We could still go 2-1 here.
Yep.
Steven Tyler impersonator.
Oh, the lead singer of Aerosmith.
From a tribute band.
Okay.
Steven Tyler impersonator, or, and this guy, look, I don't want to do any sidebars here, but I cannot stand the guys who just essentially say they read all day, and so they have no idea what's going on TV.
No cultural references.
Claims he couldn't name or recognize any of the Kardashians.
Oh.
Where, like, if you said, oh, come on, I'll take Kim Kardashian, I'll put her in front of, like, two Walmart employees, and you won't be able to... I absolutely do not know.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you don't watch the show, but you still have seen her. I absolutely have not. I'm so... is superior to you intellectually, and I spent so much time.
Is she in the Canterbury Tales?
In my books, yeah. If not, then no.
Yeah.
Right.
So that guy or the Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler guy. And I know your personal feelings for Kim Kardashian.
They had changed, though. There was about a...
changed a lot. She better not find out. That's going to ruin her day.
But it was about a three-year period, and where I just thought she was...
Have they evolved?
Fabulous.
Or? Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You know, just gorgeous, and I really, really, really thought
you were
she
marrying
was,
her, and then she got that black grandmother out of prison, and it ended.
There's something happened, or then she turned around, and she had, hey, how did that get up there? And,
Things moved or settled or something.
Yeah, and then I just snapped out of it, and
you came to your senses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I would ride with the and the Steven Tyler impersonator, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That guy must have had a couple of terrific meetings with his guidance counselor in 10th grade.
Right.
Because if you have ideas like that, you know, so what do you think? You want to go into research or in science or something, or the insurance game?
It could be the miniature rock and roll guy from the Diet Dr. Pepper commercial.
Oh, Lil Sweet. Lil Sweet.
I think that's probably how that guy got his start,
right? I love that guy.
I don't think I have anything to say to someone who doesn't know how sexy the Kardashian sisters are.
Mm-hmm.
And I would at least I would drive cross country with the Steven Tyler impersonator to say to him, you know, first of all, he could sing. He could pass the time for both of us by singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could just say, You know what? Maybe locksmith is a good way for you to go. Mm. What?
Wrong this way.
What are you talking about?
I
felt right halfway through.
The guy who doesn't know the Kardashians has just got himself a couple volumes of literature. He'll put it on his lap. You'll never hear a peep from the guy. Then he'll fall asleep like halfway into chapter 8 of Catcher in the Rye. And that'll be that. This guy's going to be tuning into the classic rock station. Yep. He's going to be constantly singing along.
Oh, I love this one. He sings.
He's going to do that voice over everything.
Going to give you dissertations about how bad rock and roll is today. Yeah. And nothing was as good as Steve and the Boys back in the day. And it's going to be a lot of critiques about new bands mixed with lots of off-key singing about the old bands.
He wants to give you history and factoids in the middle of a great Joe Perry solo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, this song.
Sorry, Larry.
Even though I was ruled wrong on that, which, by the way, is crapola, and even though I was, I do want to say I didn't think about this guy having access to the radio. I wasn't sure that we had a radio in the car, or that he could use it, or that he could push the buttons.
We're not allowed to review these, and there is no instant replay.
It's final.
So I know that now, but kinda, you know,
there's no going under the hood on this one.
That's
so
another
speak.
Death offense just to have him working the radio.
But let's just move forward.
Let's just see if he can hit the backboard.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see if we can get to the backboard here. Yeah. This one's pretty straightforward, I think pretty easy once you hear it. Community College musical theater major, Gina Grant, soulmate.
Like, I don't hear number two.
Or the guy who says no, no, no when he's agreeing with you.
Oh God! I hate
when you're explaining, like, you know, when you order
and you go no
mayo, extra mayo. He's yelling no, and you're like. First off, when did you graduate from the Groundlings? And secondly, don't yell no when I'm expressing myself. And then also, last I checked, you were agreeing with what I was saying. Who are those no people? And why is that not coached out of them when they're, you know, somewhere in the fifth grade?
Like, yeah, infants.
Little Johnny, don't yell no at people when they're...
As an affirmative.
That's what a terrible two does.
Yeah. If you have an idea that's a sort of yes and idea, then wait for them to finish and go, not only that, but don't go, no. Like, you're basically yelling, I have a better idea, even though I haven't heard your idea. Larry?
That fella is...
Now, obviously, that's my opinion, but that's...
Might not be the judge's opinion.
Well, I think the judges are going to like my opinion,
mm-hmm.
which is that I cannot be with the no guy. And I would always say, well, how do you like that? Community college, a musical theater major. I could relate to that. And also there's some singing involved for one or both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he or she, let's push for she.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she would be interesting and lovely to be with.
Mm.
God, come on!
That really seemed like a
hallmark. Oh, hey, Larry, can I say something?
Yeah.
I was with you on that one. Yeah. The judges didn't even offer an explanation. It was just wrong. But if that was me, if that was up for me to judge, or Brian or Gina...
I was on board,
I was completely with
you. Normally, there's some, well, here's why Larry's wrong.
Larry's going on. I'm thinking, no.
No, he's right.
I think that judge may be just making out with a girl in there, and they just sit on the button that says I'm wrong.
Yeah, he's gay.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's rethinking.
He says it's wrong.
No.
We can see if we can divine an answer at some point, because that one is vexing. I was with you all the way on that one, but I the rules are rules, and oftentimes there is no explanation, and this is one of those times.
They will be when I win this last one.
No, there was only three. Sorry, we just.
Sorry, Larry. Better luck next time you play the hypothetical road trip game.
All right.
Again, I have the outro where Larry wins. I just
never hit that button. We just have the sorry Larry one. All right. Let's put ourselves in a better mood. Larry, dust yourself off. I'll tell you guys about the Castrol Edge heat, friction, viscosity breakdown. Rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. Let's not do that. Let's get some Castrol Edge engineered with fluid titanium technology. Physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Helps fight the friction, delivers maximum levels of performance for your car. Let's go ahead and get some of that. Open up the crank case there and dump a little of that beautiful liquid gold in. Castrol Edge, everybody. All right, we have
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We didn't plug my movie coming out.
Oh, sorry. No, we're not going anywhere. I mean, we're going to do some news, but the movie should be plugged anyway. The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot.
Yep. And by the way, it's premiering next week in Nevada City, California. And at the film festival there. And I'm going up there. The director asked me to come up, and I'm going to host a show with him and just see that movie, which is doing really well. Everybody loves it.
And quite a cast.
It is.
Sam Elliott, Ron Livingston.
Yeah.
Larry Miller. Yeah.
And Larry Miller.
I am intrigued. And if there's a trailer, anything out now that we could possibly see?
You've got a deal. I'm going to actually give the guy a buzz tomorrow. He's in England now on that sounds lofty to say it that way. He's in England now.
Mm.
He's summering in England.
Mm-hmm. for another premiere there and of the movie. And so I was going to call him first thing tomorrow morning. And I will ask for a trailer.
Please. I'd love to see that.
I can bring over here.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the news with Larry Miller right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, one of the guys who hacked into Jennifer Lawrence's private photos, if you remember that, he's been sentenced 8 months in federal prison, according to TMZ. His name is 26-year-old George Garofano. He stole her naked pictures, leaked them during the 2014 celebrity hacking scandal. A lot of people were affected. Garofano confessed in court to posing as a member of Apple's online security to access celebrity usernames and passwords. He hacked into a total of 240 iCloud accounts. In addition to 8 months in jail, he also received 3 years, 3 years of supervised release. So that will happen when he gets out.
He looks the part.
Yeah, we're looking at the two pictures. They both look the part. She definitely took nude pictures of her, and yeah, he definitely hacked into those nude pictures.
Did you guys look at these nude pictures? Have you seen them?
Didn't you bring them on the show?
That doesn't sound like me.
I don't think I did.
Honestly, I probably didn't because I've seen some depraved shit and sought it out. But this to me, I don't know. I feel like you're violating these people. You know, they didn't mean to have these out there. I don't like it.
I do. I agree with you. And you know what? No one, especially like this guy here. No. Good Lord. As you said, looking the part. Come on. Look at that fella.
Were the pictures graphic?
I think it was her in her underwear topless. I think that was the vibe.
Hey, I have two heads on this. One is...
It was a lacy number, kind of red. Or pink, I guess.
Fringe almost in the bottom.
Really?
You know, like, there's one... On one side, it's sort of like, yeah, it's a real invasion of privacy or whatever. On the other side, it's pictures of you in your prime that grandma never had. You know what I mean? Like, well, this is you at your best, and when you're 75, you'll go, hey.
Why do you think I was a nude model when I was 19?
What? Yeah.
I mean,
all through college.
Mm-hmm.
I have murals. They're awesome.
Show us a picture of one of those murals.
I'll get one.
It's on the side of the KU. Wait a minute. Basketball arena.
Hold on a second. Really?
Yeah. And it paid the most. It was like $13 an hour.
Because there's one thing to have principles for me, anyway. Mm-hmm. Say, no, she's right. He's wrong. He shouldn't be listened to. But, well, we're friends. And so when you suddenly say, well, I've got a bunch of murals of me naked. Well, wait a minute. That's different.
I do actually believe that's different. I did it obviously publicly for, you know, these classes. The first time I did it, I passed out. I was so scared. And I woke up naked with my feet on a chair with like 17 students over me asking if I was okay.
Now, are you just completely naked?
Yeah. and I actually passed out because the stance, the first time I ever did it, was, I think it was cutting off my air.
I think it's a picture of Gina. Properly.
I was facing one direction and my head was turned the other direction and you had to stay like that for a really long time and my eyes and the sound kind of started going, whoa, whoa, and I woke up on the ground. But then I got really good at it. Because it was, you had to hold the pose for so long, I used to make deals with the teacher and be like, look, standing overrated. I should be laying down and I should have a room heater. So I would fall asleep all the time doing this. But for my birthday, one of the classes gave me all of their murals And I think I have a picture of one of them. It might be in my car.
Go look.
This car?
Yeah. Because I showed it to somebody else. I don't remember why. I'll get it. It was great. I love doing it. I was a theater person. It's what we do. I was in hair.
Let me be tactful here.
Okay. That'd be good.
I've noticed that almost all art and women are they're relegated to the B cup and below. They don't get real bosomy when they do the drawing. Somehow it's not artistic or something to have a lot of bosom in your painting.
Really?
Well, listen, you're preaching to the choir.
Look at Modigliani.
They don't like
Botticelli.
No, I'm talking about the Zobnik sort of thing. But when you see all these like sculptures and nudes and stuff, they're all kind of not much in the upstairs department. And I don't know why. Well, because I'll tell you why. Because when somebody is modestly chested, it's considered artistic. When they have an ample bosom like yourself, then it's considered like pornography. Right. You see what I'm saying? Right. So
let's see the pictures we can judge.
Yes. I'd like to see these pictures, but I'm, you know, with the ample bosom, it's flying in the face of what I know of the nude art modeling world and the art and the nudes in general.
Yeah.
And also, did they run out of booby paint?
By the way, we're talking. You know, we're talking in the dark here. We don't know what we're saying.
That's true.
We need to see them.
You know, I think you're right.
And then decide.
And I don't want you to be disappointed, but the only thing I wouldn't do was the painting classes because that shit looked real. And I was a little shy about that. This is all sketch classes. And the sketches are very photorealistic.
Still spankable? I don't know if it's
I saw Titanic drifted out
of the spankable department when they come back in.
Only one to find out.
But the painting seemed a little surreal.
It's essentially
much
like a photograph.
Yeah.
This is color.
But the sketches, I mean, there's no doubt that it's me, but it's just not. There's something different about it.
So this is charcoal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Out in the car, you say?
It might. Hold. You want me to go look?
Yes, I do. Larry, take over the news.
We're in the middle of news.
I'll try and bring it tomorrow. I'll see if I can find
it. I'm looking at Larry Miller right now. I've never seen him more focused and more tapped into this show. Now
I bring meatballs and nude photos of myself. What else do you want?
Larry is a pro. He brings it every time.
Larry looks like a dog.
I've been looking at his face, and I've never seen this kind of genuine concern
laser
for his subject matter.
Yeah.
I don't know how you beat homemade meatballs and nude photos. I don't know how you beat that.
You're welcome, America.
Where are you going after that?
No.
Nowhere but down.
Never mind them. Don't listen to them.
Okay.
Show me.
Yeah. I think you've earned it.
This better get an ACE Award nomination for most uncomfortable moments.
I've never seen Larry so dialed in. You know when they talk about that pitcher who's throwing a no-hitter?
It's like
he's in a zone. Yeah.
You don't talk to him.
Larry's at the end of the bench. No one's talking to him.
Hop over the stripe on the way back to the dugout, Gary. Larry, do not jinx it.
I may not sleep for a month because I'm going to be that focused on helping my friend.
Thank you.
By seeing her nude body.
I completely concur.
I know it doesn't sound that.
I know when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Putting it like that seems.
Look, Larry. Let me just say this. This may be out of context, but me too. I would like to see that as well.
It's not out of context.
Hashtag me too.
I mean, as long as you guys are evaluating,
if you're just passing
Brian's
around,
I mean, as long as they're here.
All right.
Oh my god, hostile work environment.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. That ought to buy you enough time to run out to that
you
Subaru
want that promotion
and hustle it back. Now, do you think you have it on you, Gina Grant?
If it's not in the door, then it's at my house. Hold on.
I'll let you go.
Make it a long read.
ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Yeah, it was. Now it's easy. You only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. 80% of employers post to ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder why ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. Try it out for free. Get that dream employee and get it quick at ZipRecruiter. That is ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. ADAM, ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire at ZipRecruiter. Well, Gina Grad, I noticed you came back in the studio empty-handed.
Yeah, I thought it was in the door, but it's probably at home. I'll bring it. Right, Larry, well, I'll have one FedEx to you.
All right, good. You know what? And as long as you're doing that, you come with them.
I'll bring it over.
FedEx truck.
Why don't we eliminate the middleman? Why don't I just show up naked?
All right.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of which, many people were unhappy with New York's Comedy Cellar for allowing Louis C.K. to take the stage over the weekend, but other venues in New York say they would love to have him there.
Larry, you're a stand-up comedy man and probably work New York a lot, Comedy Cellar and Louis C.K. and all that. Any thoughts?
We've never met.
You've never met Louis C.K.?
No.
Wow.
And it's still just a crazy dream, but you know, I don't know what folks do when they get caught doing some of these things. And I don't even know another word for it other than these things. Well, and it's a little nuts, isn't it?
Well, yeah. the part of the thing that's a little disturbing to me is there's a sort of punitive part and then there's a practical part. The practical part is, well, if this guy drives a van with special needs elderly patients around, like maybe that's not the job for him. You know, maybe he doesn't have good judgment or something. You know, if he flies a helicopter or something, I don't know that I would want certain guys like this teaching at my kid's school or driving the bus that stopped in front of the school. There's lots of jobs that I would go, I wonder about that guy's decision-making process. So there's a kind of practical side. Stand-up comedians don't need to do anything. I mean, they just need to essentially get up by 4 in the afternoon. They're notorious for, you know, drinking all day and making super bad, irresponsible decisions and being horrible parents and neighbors and everything else. So first off, the guy's a stand-up. You know, like almost anyone in the entertainment business, like actor, stand-up, whatever, you're not responsible for anyone's safety, or you're not flying commercial aircraft or anything like that. So everything's out the window. You're a fucking comedian. Like, we don't need you to do anything that involves our kids or safety or anything of that nature. So that's number one. Now it's all punishment. Yeah. Because
punitive.
Again, as a stand-up, what do we care?
Right.
There's some of the, you know, Sam Kinison or whomever, the Richard Pryor, like the list goes on and on of just abusive guys to women who are drug addicts or, you know, died horrible, set themselves on fire. It's a long list of just people that don't know how to interact correctly with other human beings. And it's a list of people you would never want to watch your kids if you went out of town. So now the question is, do you get to work? Like, do you get to make money? Do you get to pay taxes, have a livelihood, whatever? My answer to that is, well, let the audience decide.
Right. The market will set the price.
If you have this job and we go back to your commercial airline pilot, well, then I might get on your plane and have no idea what your past was with this kind of behavior. I'm just sitting down, or maybe I don't have a choice. It's the only plane leaving out of Chicago. I disagree with this guy's behavior. Well, it's the last plane out, you know, you're getting on. Well, this is the ultimate let people vote with their feet, because if they know, now in this case, if you walk in and walk up, well, they don't have a heads up. But in terms of his career, we'll decide.
Right.
Everyone's going to decide.
And they could have stand up and left, and maybe some did.
And they could have, but for every gig moving forward, he could go on sale at Madison Square Garden, and he could sell 9 tickets,
we'll
and the
out.
Show
yeah.
could never go up. Or he could sell it out because people seem to forgive and forget, or don't care, or are weak, or would rather laugh than what have you. So in a way, if you really think about stand-up comedy, it solves itself. There's no responsibility that you need to keep up with, and everyone will just, society will vote with their ticket buying.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't care. Let him go do whatever he wants, and we'll see what size venue he plays.
Well, yeah. The TMZ says Caroline's, the Friars Club, Broadway Comedy Club, Greenwich Village Comedy Club, they all say he's welcome back. So now it's just up to the audience.
Yeah, now it's a little bit different if you're a network and you're like your Fox or Showtime or something, like you're going to pay this guy a big salary, whatever.
Roseanne.
yeah, that is a little different. Still, I don't really care. But either way, whatever size venue he can sell, however amount of tickets, well, that is a group of people that clearly either don't care or are looking the other way or have decided he's paid his debt or processed in some way. And those who do care aren't there.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's that simple.
It is for me.
All right. Well, Aretha Franklin is a diva even in the afterlife. She made a costume change between days of public viewings and has two more scheduled before she's buried.
Oh, that's a tough gig, man.
Yeah.
To dress Aretha. Yeah. You know, on Tuesday, she wore a red dress and red Louboutin stilettos. I think we have a picture, sort of laying with her ankles crossed at the bottom and looking like she's ready to go out on the town. Then the general public saw her in a 24-karat gold-plated casket wearing a sparkly powder blue gown, silver stilettos. The funeral director
can
said,
I say yeah. this? I don't like to complain too much about ugly Americans, but burying tons of gold and taffeta and jewelry and stuff like this, literally putting it in the ground. That seems a little garish, right?
Yeah, that's why you got to do it like the Jews.
I remember
pine box.
I remember
that's
hearing
right, fake
about
jewelry.
That. I would hear about that when like, you know, you're in school and they tell you about the Egyptians, right? The pharaohs, right. You know, were buried with all
with
those,
everything.
Like, oh, that sounds kind of silly. And now here we are.
And yeah, we're kind of coming back. Yeah.
So they said they'll change her wardrobe again and then again. Rehearsals have started for the televised funeral. That's going to be 16 musical performances. It's scheduled to go more than 6 hours. So buckle in. All right.
I wonder if the Steven Tyler impersonator is going to perform.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Boy, again, this is with the expression of what? You know, I don't know how we're doing this with funerals. I mean, she's one of the greatest talents who ever lived, and isn't that good enough? And why do they even have to change?
I don't know. Listen,
what she wanted.
I try not to be too cynical, but this is an opportunity for a TV special extravaganza bonanza where they can get all the old stars to come in and get some big ratings, and they do it under the heading of it's a tribute to the greatest of all time. John Mayer comes out and sings, and they do duets with everything, and it's just another excuse for a TV special.
Money grab.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. She had no will.
What?
Sometimes less is more.
She had David Wilde will be riding on it. She had $80 million estate and no will.
I didn't read that. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That seems. I feel like she kind of
be fun.
Well, with Stevie Wonder and, you know, Quincy Jones all going to visit her to say their final goodbyes, it's not like this was sudden. You know, that was a choice not to have a will.
That's a good point. Like,
everyone was going to say their final goodbyes.
I think there's certain people, and Aretha could be of this demographic, that look at it as sort of bad karma or weird, you know, there's a thing like, I'm filling a will out. Oh, now I'm going to die. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's something.
As though that held some sort of a sway over
it. Something. Yeah. I just heard she had no will.
Wow.
Or maybe it was a will to live.
You're correct.
No will. $80 million.
So yes. Like Prince, everyone's going to come out of the woodwork.
Who's left behind?
She has four sons that are going to split her estate, experts say.
Experts. Sure,
it'll go smoothly.
I don't know.
How come I can't be labeled one? All right.
Would you like to see a super weird Elton John commercial?
Yeah. Right. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Hopefully out of Japan or some Asian country.
No, we'll be seeing it.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the ones that are done in places where we're not supposed to see, you know, Kevin Costner for Pepsi or whatever it is.
I guess
it has.
So Elton John gets to do some rapping in a new ad for Snickers that'll start airing. Actually, I apologize. It's going to start airing in the UK. We may get it after that.
Smelt foreign.
He ends up in a rap battle and drops some lyrics from Don't Go Breaking My Heart before being handed a Snickers and turning into a rapper named Boogie. So here's the ad.
Ain't just gonna break you, dog. I'll break your heart. Class is dismissed. Take this diss and depart.
Oh, give it up for my man Grizzle. Up next, we got my boy Boogie. We got
time. Don't go breaking my heart. I could.
Whoa, stop right there.
What?
Eat a Snicker. You always lose your edge when you're hungry.
Better.
Yo, I said, give me the track.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers.
Oh, Elton.
That's a U.S. spot. I mean, it'll start in England, but that's they've done these for.
Looks
by
like
the way,
South
let me
LA.
Hear the end again, because She had a little urban tone, but it was funny because she said, "You're not you when you're hungry," but she kind of said "chew."
Oh, is that what she's implying?
As the, you not chew?
Well, it's funny. It was as the Snicker bar was being pulled apart with the nougat.
Ooh,
let me just let's close our eyes and see if it sounded a little chewy and a little less ewy.
You're not chew when you're hungry.
You're not chew.
All right, now we're a little confused because chew, you just chewed off a piece of the Snicker bar. That's why you need a white consultant at these things. Yeah. You know what I mean? An expert in whiteness. Sweetie said chew.
Finger on the pulse.
He could have used a consultant for that bite into it. It's not possible to be less manly than he was biting the way he held it.
I wonder if as a gay man you approach phallic objects in a different manner rather than, you know, if you ever see me with a turkey leg, I'm like, ah, ah. But if I was gay, I'd probably take
a... What would a straight guy do?
You know what?
Said bird, bro.
That was good.
There may be something to that because when he bit in, even the Snickers bar yelled, "Come on!"
Yeah. All right, I want to examine.
Is this pinky in the air?
It sure is.
Yeah. Good.
I want to examine the end of this one more time. Let it roll again. Let's see if she says "chew" when they're pulling the thing apart. He's chewing and she's chewing. All right, sir.
You're not chew when you're hungry. Snickers.
She said chew. All right. Shouldn't look, I don't mind a little urban inflection, but if they are other words that are sort of connected to what the activity that's going on, that's going to be confusing, right?
You know what? I'll ask Chrissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, ask Chrissy, how much money's he got paid.
Oh,
got
wow.
Paid
yeah,
as
I'll,
well.
I'll try and find out.
All right. Ax. Chew. All right. Where were we? True car. That's what I want to say. Car tips. You may not know. How about you put some air in your tires? I always tell this to people. Larry, remember when you were a kid and you rode a bicycle and the tires were low?
Sure.
How hard it was to pedal that bicycle? Now, think about what your engine is doing when your car tires are low. Now, you need True car. There's a tip for you. Also, get a little junk out of the trunk. Lighten up the load. Get some better mileage. I bet you didn't know this one either. True Car helps you get used cars with a certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you're buying new or used, you always go True Car. You find out what other people paid. You lock in your price. You get your certificate. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right, Gina, what else?
Well, the entire Pennsylvania prison system was placed on lockdown Wednesday due to a rash of officers sickened by an unknown substance over the past few weeks. 29 prison staffers have been hospitalized for exposure to the substance, which seems to be some sort of liquid synthetic drug. Around the same time Pennsylvania prisons were locked down, 24 officers, nurses, and inmates at an Ohio prison became ill and were transported to the hospital for treatment. There have been no fatalities, but what the hell?
I don't know, but you know, like I think about jobs like, oh, ambulance driver, whatever, you know, I mean, I was at the track at Laguna Seca and I was there and I was packing up on Saturday and the guy who drives the honey wagon was pulling up to the Porta John's and dropping
job.
The tube in and hitting the pump and everything. And I thought, ugh, prison guard. I could never do it.
What are the perks? Like, what's the good parts?
I think the unions are good and they pay you well, but I still couldn't imagine going to that place every day. I couldn't imagine what it would do for my soul.
Yeah, there's a really good reality show now that just follows the new correction officers, like the newbies, and they seem terrified, like they've made a bad decision.
Well, it's like there'd be two groups. There'd be the guys I felt sorry for that were in there for life that I thought made some bad mistakes or were framed or whatever. And then there'd be the other ones who I thought should be put to death, but they were there anyway. I'd be disturbed no matter what.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it. I'm not doing it. But I love these shows. It's my thing. And I love this new show following the COs, the new COs. And I always think, like, could I do it? And I just, like you, I don't see an upside.
No, look, if you're one of these people that, you know, we're lucky, we get to have the luxury of picking a job. Yeah. There are certain places and times when there's a mill, a factory, yeah. a mine, and anyone who grows up just tries to get a job yep. at the mill, the factory, and the mine. And there's many places in the United States are still that way. It's like, you got a job. You're in Louisiana. That's the prison. You'll be lucky to get employed at that prison. And for those people, good unions, good benefits, and a relatively good paycheck for what mm-hmm. other people are making working at IHOP
yep.
Around you. I get it, but God, it's got to take something out of you.
Yeah. That being said, I'm super interested in doing like some sort of outreach for a women's prison. So anybody involved in,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I really want to do that. Mm. I don't know what I'd have to offer, but I'd like to
say,
do something.
Happens?
I don't know. There's all kinds of programs, and I don't know, but I really, really want to do it.
Mm.
No. All right,
I have an outreach idea for the men's prisons where you just stand a little bit outside of the bar
yeah,
sure. and you physically let them reach out.
Yeah, and just see what mm-hmm. happens.
Well, they're not going anywhere.
With beyond reach, obviously.
Are you sure? Because Adam doesn't seem sure.
I had to start a little closer to the bars, but either way, if you want to do some good.
I don't know how they can walk 20 guys down the hall going to mess or something, but or wherever they're going, but they're 20 prisoners, and they're kind of against the wall, and they have just about a foot-wide space to walk while the guard says, all right, come on, let's go here. And they're not armed, you know. The yeah. guards aren't armed.
Right. Yeah.
And there are 20 of these guys who are just under the force of his will to, what, stand against the wall as they walk? I never imagined.
You're supposed to stand nuts to butts.
I went to a prison with Jimmy once to do a man show bit. It was insanely depressing. Food was bad.
Yeah. I'll bet.
They let us in the yard with the guys that sort of, there's a group, you know, you got the group of this, you know, the Mexican lowriders and the white Aryans and the Crips and the Bloods. They, most prisons, or at least this prison, had a yard of, we're all going to be here for the next 70 years, so maybe a little less shanking and a little more playing checkers.
Wow.
Like, can we all just kind of agree?
The residential area.
Like in this within this group,
wow. you know, like and they were cool.
Yeah, because the deal mm-hmm. is if you did anything to anyone, you got pulled out of that yard right. and put in with the ones who did do the shanking.
Right.
And they're like, "Look, I'm 23 and I'm gonna die at 86, and I'll be here when I'm 86. Yeah. Maybe
pleasant.
Maybe I'll learn to play the acoustic guitar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Oh, look. That speaking was, of which,
oh yeah, we had a guitar circle. Yeah, these guys.
That's nice stuff. I wish I had my harmonica right now. If I did, it would sound something like this.
Wow, 100% dumped
in. I wish I had my trombone right now, because if I did, it would sound something like this. I wish I could fart right now, because if I could, it would sound something like this. You know?
I had no recollection of any of the bits we did, but I guess we
played. So how do you get out of there? Is there
an escort?
Yeah, you got to be checked in and, you know, checked out and patted down and go through the, you know, go into the, you know, the whole nine yards. They don't have like a, oh, these guys are funny, let them
they're
in,
cool.
you know. Hey, Andy Dick was here last week. He's cool. Like, they don't have any of that. They're like, everyone who comes here has to scrub in. You know, this is a surgery, yeah. essentially. You don't get to hang out and watch someone have surgery. No. You got to, like, scrub in, you know. So everyone had to sort of pass through everything. And then they only let us with this population that was considered. The guys were, I remember very clearly, the guy was with the glasses who's playing the guitar, mm-hmm. who always struck me, if you can find a picture of him, Max Patty, I don't know why, but Miranda's girlfriend from boyfriend, sorry, girlfriend's what she really is, Sex and the City.
Steve Brady?
Steve. This is what the guy looked like. He looked like Miranda's pussy-whipped mm-hmm. boyfriend from Sex and the City. And he was standing there. He looked to be about 25, 28 or something. And I said, sort of naively, like, all right, how long you been in? And he's like, 7 years, you know. And I said, oh, okay. When are you getting out? And he said, never. And he meant it. He just, never. He's not getting out. And then the other stupid thing I said was, oh, so they let you bring your guitar in here or something? Like,
some personal effects?
How are you playing the guitar? You play the guitar, and now you've got a guitar. That's good. We're looking at the guy.
Yeah.
His head shaved, but he had the same glasses and the same face. It was a young guy. He was a nice guy. And he said, no. And I said, well, you play the guitar pretty well. And he's like, yeah, I learned after I got, because I got to prison when I was 18, and I'm 28 now.
I've been
playing the guitar for 10 years in this place, and I will never get out of this place. It's like a depressing thought.
Yes.
Seemed like a friendly guy. He murdered somebody or something, but there were, this group was the group of dudes who had sort of taken the oath not to stab anybody.
This is best case scenario.
Well, would you rather be outside playing an acoustic guitar or in a hole somewhere?
Outside.
And I think they've kind of did the math on that.
Smart.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. And that's to butts.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, Geico. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got the to-do list. You got Geico, man. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. You just go to geico.com and figure out just how much money and how fast and how everything you could be saving on your auto insurance. So, geico.com. Go there. Spend about 15 minutes and be saving about 15% on your auto insurance at Geico. Geico.com. And as long as we're talking cars, how about a little Castrol Edge? Save some money on your car insurance. Now, save some money on your engine repairs. Get Castrol Edge. This stuff is best. Engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. You really need a quality oil in your vehicle, and Castrol Edge is the best. We use it at the shop. 100% full synthetic. Step up to Castrol Edge. Delivers maximum engine performance for your car. Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine with Castrol Edge. All right, Seattle, Moore Theater, next Thursday, September 13th.
It's here already.
It's crazy.
It's coming so fast, isn't it? Adam Ray got a lead in a movie, so he's not going to be on stage with us. Don't worry. I will double down on my efforts to bring the guffaw. And also, Phoenix, Stand Up Live, October 27th. We'll do basic cable commentary there. It'll be me and August up on stage. We're quite a dynamic team. Anaheim, the Grove of Anaheim, November 30th. Rob Riggle's going to be out on stage with us. We'll be doing live podcasts there. Go to Chassis, and you can see Chassis now on Pluto TV, and download the Pluto TV app and check out all that good stuff. And check out Brian and Sonny's podcast, Fantasy BS Podcast. I'm hearing great things about it.
Recorded the first episode yesterday as we tape this. It's live now. You can listen to it now. Good advice, legit experts on the show, not us, and good show.
Apple Podcasts, Podcast One. Did we find any of his James Woods tweets yet, or we're working on that?
We got one here for you.
All right, let's go on.
Jim Acosta, you are, sir, not a journalist, but an enema of the people.
That's my son reading James Woods' tweets. Yeah, he's got what we call it. Larry Miller, the Larry Miller Show, available on Apple Podcasts and Larry's website. And the movie's coming out soon. And you should just go to LarryMillerPodcast.com and find out what's up with him. Until next time, Adam Crawford, Larry Miller, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan, say mahalo. White people are better.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, do so. The number is 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on all that Adam is doing, hit the website, adamcarolla.com.
Sp-
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.